Hello, my name is Dr. John Cipolla, and I teach clarinet and saxophone at Western Kentucky University. This podcast is called Practicing with a Metronome. In it, I'll talk about ways to use a metronome when practicing your instrument. In this podcast, particularly, I would encourage you to take notes in a manuscript. We're going to look at not only concepts of using a metronome, but also specific exercises to use in learning difficult music and how a metronome can assist us in this process. So get your manuscript paper, a pencil, and let's get started. As a college music major, you may already own a metronome. If you don't, you'll need to get one. There are a number of brands on the market. If you're a Western student or live in or near Bowling Green, head over to Royal Music on State Street near the square. They have an excellent selection of metronomes. The primary thing that I want to emphasize when getting a metronome is that you find one that is loud enough to hear when playing your instrument, at least at a mezzo forte dynamic level, preferably even a forte dynamic level. There are a number of metronomes that are very small, almost the size of a credit card. I would not recommend these because they have a little beep sound that first is not very loud, but second, because the little beep actually doesn't have much definition at the beginning and ending of the sound. You want a very clear, sharp beginning, and that's the best on a metronome that has a sort of click sound as opposed to a beep. Stick with the metronome that has that same old-fashioned click sound I was just talking about. These work best. Most metronomes are electronic these days and are operated with batteries or plugging them into the wall outlet. There are also the old-fashioned pendulum-style ones that have the vertical arm that swings back and forth from side to side. These work fine, though make sure that if you choose this type, the one that you get is loud enough to hear when you're playing your instrument. Some of these work very well and you'll never have to deal with batteries. Moving up more technically now, there are metronomes that will divide the beat for you, so you can program it to play eighth notes or triplets or play certain rhythms while accenting a certain part of the beat, like the first note of a triplet, for instance. I think the most flexible one of these that I've seen is the Dr. Beat. They're kind of expensive, but well worth the money spent. But if you can't afford this, just make sure you get one that's plenty loud. That's the main thing. Okay, so now you have a metronome. Congratulations. One of the fundamental uses of a metronome is for developing a steady sense of internal pulse. For example, when you're playing through a piece of music, the click of the metronome will help you keep an even underlying rhythmic pulse as you try to line up the beats of the music with the beats of the metronome. It can also be used to help count through rests. For example, if you have three beats of rest in your music, the clicks of the metronome fill in that gap of silence, so you can come right back in at the proper time. This is still under the idea of developing a steady sense of internal pulse. If you've never used a metronome before to practice with, it may take some getting used to. You may find it hard to divide your attention between trying to play the correct notes and rhythms in the music, along with coordinating keeping the beats with the clicks of the metronome. Just keep plugging along, though, and practicing with it. You'll get used to it. Don't give up. I can say that from experience, both as a player and as a teacher, metronomes really do work in helping players develop a steady pulse. The ultimate goal is to hear the beats in your mind. This will come in time with enough practice. The metronome will help you help train you to hear these even spaces between beats. We all have different levels of talent, but as a teacher, I've seen students with varying levels of talent that can actually develop a formidable sense of even rhythmic pulse with consistent practice. So practice with your metronome a lot, but also make sure that once in a while you try to alternate between using it and turning it off occasionally so that you can to see if you can start to hear the evenness of the pulse that you're playing. Practice with it on a lot, though, especially while you're developing your internal sense of pulse. Always keep it in your case or in your bag that you bring with you to your practice room. Metronomes can also be used to help divide the beats, like we said earlier. For instance, you can put the metronome on to click on every quarter note like this, and then you can try to play your scales in eighth notes. This means that you would be playing two notes for every click. For instance, like this. Here's the quarter notes. Da 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 dee da 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 da. You could do this with triplets as well. So you'd have the click happen on every three notes. Da 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 dee. Like that. Metronomes are also good for quarter note triplets. For these, I like to put the metronome on fast enough, but not too fast, so that it's clicking in the eighth note triplet pattern that we just talked about. So for instance, da 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 da. So we hear it on the beginning of every three notes. Then I try to like to accent every other note, which would be the beginning of each quarter note in a quarter note triplet. For instance, if you have two sets of eighth note triplets, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you might try singing this before playing this on your instrument. Then what you're trying to do is accent every other number. So let's accent all the odd numbers. So first it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And so I was still keeping the click on the 1, 2, 3, 4, but the accent with my voice was on every grouping of two. You can click on the link that says quarter note triplet exercise on this podcast to download a little set of exercises and duets that work on the quarter note triplet. I put this right into the podcast page, so you can do this with a practice partner. There are a series of little duets. By the way, practicing with others occasionally is very helpful, and I highly recommend it. It really gives us perspective. To recap so far, we've talked about developing a steady sense of internal pulse through practicing with a metronome, and then we talked about dividing rhythms and quarter note triplets, particularly. Next, I'd like to go over specific things that I do in my practice that I think are helpful. Get your manuscript paper out for this. There is the 5x perfectly exercise, the 5-in-1 exercise to conquer difficult technical passages. There's putting the metronome on beats 2 and 4 when you're in 4-4. And there's practicing with varied rhythms. Let's go over each one. First, the 5x perfectly exercise. When working a difficult technical passage, break it down into a very small unit, such as a 1 or 2 bar unit. Put the metronome on at a tempo that you can play the passage perfectly. This can be half tempo or even slower if necessary. If you can't play it at half tempo, this means that you're working on too big a chunk of music. The idea is to isolate exactly the exact area that is giving you the problem. This may be a unit as small as 1 or 2 beats even. Play the passage through 5 times in a row with the metronome clicking. If you make a mistake, start back again at time number 1. If you get to the 4th or 5th time and you still make a mistake, again, start back at time number 1. Now, as you go through this process, if you find yourself making too many mistakes and are not able to get through the passage, then you're playing it too fast. The idea is to be able to actually play the passage perfectly right off the bat, so really slow it down. Another thing I do a lot in teaching and practicing is to sing through the rhythms before I play them. So you might want to do this vocally first 5x perfectly, then do it on your instrument. Okay, so now, when you've played it 5 times, move the metronome up 1 or 2 notches and play it again 5x perfectly. Keep this up until you reach the performance tempo. All this repetition may seem boring, but this is what develops our technique. 20 minutes spent on 1 bar can pay us off exponentially down the road as we encounter a similar technical problem in our music as we play through other types of music. The next one, the 5-in-1 exercise, is similar. Again, isolate your small unit to work on, 1 or 2 bars, play it through 3x perfectly at half the tempo. If you can't play it perfectly 3 times in a row, you're playing it too fast. Slow down your metronome even more. When you finish 3 times, move the metronome up 3 notches, or for those of you that have a digital metronome that goes up every single number, move it up 7 digits. For example, if you're on metronome marking 60, go up to 67 if you have a digital. Then play the passage one time at that faster tempo. Next, move the metronome back down, depending on your metronome. If it's the one with the notches, so move it down two notches, or if it's a digital, move it up four digits. Now play it again three times perfectly. But now if you make a mistake, just take your time with it. Don't keep repeating it. Then go back up three notches or seven digits and play it once. Then back down two notches or four digits and play it three times. So basically, you're moving up three and down two, or you're moving up seven and down four. Keep this up until you get to your performance tempo. What you're doing is sort of inching up towards the performance tempo. And while doing these repetitions, try to gradually not look at the music. This may take a solid 20 minutes on even one bar, but as you gradually conquer each of these little technical issues, you'll find things getting easier and easier because you're reducing the number of technical things that challenge you. This exercise really, really works. And for really hard passages, I've sometimes had to do this for a few days in a row. And each day I would say to myself, this feels just as hard as it did yesterday. Was all that work yesterday really worth it? But the answer is definitely yes. If you're honestly working through this gradually and slowly, you'll find that even the hardest passages can be conquered. It just takes time. Sometimes more time than we're used to spending. So just hang in there and you'll get it. Next is a simple one. Simple at least in concept. Put the metronome on beats 2 and 4. This is assuming, like I said earlier, that we're in 4-4. And play through your scales or your music. Like I said, you'll have to be in 4-4 for this one. So to get yourself started off on this, let the metronome click for a while. Then while it's clicking, start saying out loud on the clicks, 2-4, 2-4. So like this, 2-4, 2-4. And then quickly throw in the other numbers, 1 and 3. 2-4, 2-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. And that's how we do it. This may take some getting used to, but it really helps turn things around and solidify our inner pulse from a different perspective. Jazz musicians do this a lot. I like to practice my scales with a metronome on 2 and 4 in eighth notes and then switch back to 1 and 3. It really helps develop a great flexibility and a sense of dividing the beat. It also works out some little unevenness that can creep in our playing sometimes. The last one, a common one used in school band programs, private lessons, and I've used this a lot myself in my own practice and my own teaching, is varied rhythms. As we said earlier, isolate your difficult passage, then put your metronome on slowly. Next, play through the rhythm as it is written, then vary the rhythm each subsequent time through. This works well for a passage that may have steady eighth notes or 16th note rhythms. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. First, use a dotted eighth 16th. Da, 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 da. Then reverse that rhythm to 16th dotted eighth. Da, 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 da. An extension of this is rebeaming. So now, after you've done those two times, those two examples or variations, let's rebeam the groupings of the notes in your mind so you can create triplets out of the notes. For instance, if you have the string of eighths or sixteenths in your mind, or even if you need to, write it with a pencil so you can erase it later, every group of three. So if you had dut, 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 da, now you're going dut, 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 da. Next, once you're able to do that, you can vary those rhythms by doing any combination of the dotted eighth and sixteenth, or the sixteenth and dotted eighth, or the triplets, like we said. Then you can also reverse these as well. And lastly, in this rebeaming concept, another thing to do is shift the grouping over by one note. For instance, if you have the first note of your passage, your note beam begins on that first note of the passage, what you'll want to do is now move the beam over so the first note is actually your second note of your passage. So kind of cross your first note out, and the second note of your passage becomes your first new note of your passage, and your beam moves over by one note to the right. So you can do this for a while, then move it over to the third note, that becomes your first note, and the fourth note, that becomes your first note. So you keep moving it over one by one. And if you want to really get ambitious and really twist and turn your passage around and know it inside and out, every time you move the beam over one note, you can vary the rhythms with a set of dotted rhythms and triplets like we talked about a moment ago. I wrote these out for you to look at, and you can click here on the How to Practice link on this podcast page, and you can get the handout here as well on this. I think these are actually fun ways to practice because they challenge us to think and not to do things completely by rote. Practicing should be fun. You should always challenge yourself, but the underlying thing that you want to keep in mind is that the more times you ingrain something done correctly in your ears and in your fingers and technique, the easier it will become, even to the point where you don't really have to think about it anymore. The metronomes can be our best allies in the practice room. I hope this podcast was helpful. There was quite a bit of information in the podcast today, and I encourage you to sit down and listen to it as many times as necessary while taking notes in the manuscript book until these practice exercises and techniques with a metronome are clear to you. And also, start applying these things right away in your practicing, and you'll notice results right away. Again, I hope this was helpful to you, and happy practicing.